It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about what's the benefits of doing a pre-release listening party. But before we get too deep into the topic, let's cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Lord, let's pray today for a better tomorrow. For time is passing between the minutes and hours. Life on earth may be short, so listen, God's children, and give this some thought. For today we live, tomorrow is not promised. So let's take the practice God's word upon us and use it as a daily digestion, for it is our hope and only protection. So together today, if we may, let's take a moment out to our knees to pray that God will make tomorrow a much better day. Lord, I pray that every ear and mind that's listening to this program, I pray that they're able to take it back into the marketplace and make use of it to better benefit themselves and their families. I ask you, Lord, that you cover them and give them prosperity in their lives. In Jesus' name, I ask you this. Amen. As I said, we'll be talking about what are the benefits of doing a pre-release listening party. As every music artist know, promotions is the key to getting the word out about their music. They know that they have to do public performances and that they have to get out there to the general public and offer to them what it is that they do. Well, a pre-release listening party give the audience a chance to taste what it is that you do, and to take home samples where they can digest it and eventually become your fan. That's how you will obtain monetary value in this marketplace. Tonight, my guest is Carol Moda. Carol, if you would, please introduce yourself to our audience.
Well, my name is Carol Moda. I'm a publicist. I represent brands and talent in the fashion, entertainment, and consumer industries. Basically, what I do is I help develop brands and talents. I mean, I take them from the ground up sometimes, or they're already at that mark, and I basically make them attractive to who they want to be attractive to. For instance, in the music entertainment industry, what I do is I build their credibility. I build their popularity. I take them to stardom, you know, through media coverage, through building a fan base, to help getting them booking around the community. That's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Who are some of the people you've worked with, Carol?
Currently in the music industry, I work with Miraz, the R&B beast. He's an R&B singer and a dancer out of Miami. He's been in the music business for like around, I would say, close to 7-10 years. I also work with Bridgetown Music. He's a producer. Actually, he produced Trey Songz' Two Reasons, which is number one on 106 in Park today. Also, he produced Mary J. Blige and Beyonce's Love a Woman as well. He's worked with Raphael Sadiq and Kelly Rowland and so many other artists in the industry.
Often the general public is not familiar with the up-and-coming artists of today. Your job as a publicist is to help get them known. Carol, what is your opening statement for tonight's topic? What are the benefits of doing a pre-release listening party?
Well, in PR, our goal is always to get the public aware of the brand or the talent. A pre-release party allows you to connect directly with the public. The thing is, in advertising and marketing, it's all about touching the five senses. You know, the touch, the smell, the feel, the hearing. The more senses that you can touch, the more effective your marketing campaign is. In a pre-release party, they get to see you, they get to hear you, they get to touch your material, they get to remember you, they get to have a personal contact with you. That stuff, you cannot put a price on that. I mean, if you, no matter if it's an intimate, simple party to a grand opening red carpet with tons of people, the fact is that those people, I would say about 75% of them will become your fan base, you know, depending on your talent and how appealing you are. Having a pre-release party is very important, but you have to have the right product to release. You know, you can't have stuff. You can't be half done, ready to release something that's half done. You want to make sure that if you're an artist, you want to make sure your song is mixed and mastered. You want to make sure that it's ready for the radio stations to play it. You want to make sure that it's also politically correct, that you take into consideration that you need to have it radio edited. You know, you need to be on top of a lot of things before you actually get to that point where you want to release your music.
Should the release party be an elaborate event?
You shouldn't do anything that is going to really damage your financial situation. If you
Absolutely.
Can afford an elaborate event, do it. If you can afford, you know, booking a hot artist to come endorse you, do it. If you can't, do what you can afford. You know, it's always best to keep it simple. You know, keep it simple, and then you can add on as you go. You know, if you can't, I mean, you can, as an independent artist, you can reach out to local restaurants, clubs, promoters to do something small. A lot of times, they will support you. I mean, even if it's an event where you don't, it's not maybe not the most popular party, you can still do something. Have your family, your friends, invite some other people, pass out flyers, get people there. You know, as I said, keep it simple, keep the cost low, so that you can take care of the most important thing, which is giving out your CDs. You definitely want to have, like, either a demo or mixtape or your album. You want to give them something. You know, it's always good to have a website or a blog. Make sure you have flyers that point your new fans to that. You know, promote your Twitter, promote your Facebook. Make it interactive. Take pictures. Post it on Instagram. Post it on Twitter, Facebook. You know, you want to build that relationship with your community, with your audience, so that, because your audience is what is going to attract you to the major labels. People spend money to buy likes, to buy YouTube views, to buy followers. But you know what? That's good. But you know what? That's good only to present something that you're not. And it won't get you anywhere because the labels are very savvy to it. And you can tell when somebody's really popular and when they're really not. I mean, you need to actually have real fans. You need to, and it takes time, and it takes effort, and it takes strategy to do that. And it's not going to happen with buying, you know, followers. It's going to happen with you going in the community, going out, and actually meeting people and getting them to like you.
Wow. Okay. Man, that was really solid there. What tactics, when you're saying it takes strategy, what kind of tactics that artists should take on to try to get people to come?
Well, the number one thing that artists miss, presentation. First of all, you got to look right. You know, even if you represent Thug Life, you know, wearing a white T-shirt, some dirty jeans, showing, like, DVDs or Fruit of the Loom boxes, like, that is a no. You know, you need to have some sort of swag. If you don't have swag, just find, you know, look through some magazines and try to imitate something, because you need to have a good presentation. you need to be marketable. Why should someone buy your music? Why should they be your fan? When they see you, they can go to the hood and see somebody that looks like you. You know what I mean? Or they can go, and not only that, but don't even try to be like anybody else. Why should they like another Beyonce when there's already a Beyonce or Nicki Minaj? Why are you trying to look like somebody that's already out there? Learn to have your own identity. Build your own brand. It starts with you. You got to fix the home base first before you can work on the other thing. Once you have a brand and once you set up, you have a web page, you have your Twitter, you have your Facebook and whatnot, then now you can be out there. Now you're at your release party and you're interacting. What is going to get your crowd engaged? You got to study your market. What do your audience like to do? I mean, if you're in the hip-hop R&B market, then they love music. They love hype music. They love to dance. They love, they love to pop bottles. They love gifts. They love, so what you're going to do, you're going to make sure that you're giving out, make sure you have complimentary drinks. You know, you make sure that you have some sort of a gift bag with your CD, with some kind of memorable item that they're going to remember you by, with your logo, with your brand on it. What's your culture, what's your personality? Fit that into what you give to them. It's more than just even a gift bag. It's actually the atmosphere that you set. You got to think about what's your personality. Like, if you're fun, then you got to make sure that your party is fun. If you're neo soul, then you're going to probably make sure you got more of a jazzy R&B soul blues feel. You're going to make sure it's elegant, and you make sure that the women and the men is dressed up more upscale. You know, if you're a hip hop scene, then you're probably going for more party, bottle popping, eye candy kind of atmosphere. I mean, you have to study your market. You got to be on top. You also need to know what's going to interest your audience. They don't want to see what they already seen. They want to see something different, but something that they can relate to at the same time.
All right. Hey, Carol, I'm going to go to the lines real quick. We got a few people who have checked in, and I just wanted to make sure I acknowledge them because they're avid listeners as well as participants of the show. So I'm going to bring them in really quick. We have Mark Lucas. Mark Lucas, how you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing just fine. Mark, give me your opening statement of tonight's topic. What are the benefits of the pre-release party? Listening party.
Well, for Mark Lucas, president of the Peace in the Street Foundation, Rap the Vote, and a few other things. But as far as the topic is concerned, listening parties, I agree with the previous caller that.
Carol Moda.
Her name is
Carol Moda.
Carol Moda. Okay. How you doing, Carol?
Hey.
There's different levels of listening parties that people put on, some extravagant and some not so. But I guess, it's a process. You know, you want other people to hear your music and, and give you some feedback before you really, go all out on it. You might want to change you might have a single. You might want to change up that single because somebody might like something else you played that night. So I think a listening party is very important.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Appreciate you. Always appreciate you coming through.
Also on deck, we have the pleasure of joining us, Big Dog, the Impetuous Fury. Big Dog, welcome to the show.
This is the Big Dog Impetuous Fury. How's it going, boy?
Doing good, man. Everything's going fantastic.
Cool.
All right. Well, give me your opening statement on what are the benefits of doing a pre-release party, listening party, from your perspective.
Okay. The benefits of a pre-release party is beneficial towards you and towards your fan base and so is your potential fan base, because it allows you to give a vivid image of yourself physically so they can understand what you preach and what you sing and talk about and what you are about when you got that campaign going on out there in the street. And then they physically can feel that same campaign. It gives you more of the electricity, atmospheric production that people can feel and take with them, like a gift card. And then people, I want to get that gift that you got on the microphone, got in that product that you got, put it out there. And people can feel you, and they want more of you, and they can take you home because they actually witness who you are vividly. You know, so it's vital that you have a campaign that sticks out, not just on photographs, not just on audio, not just in video, but physically having a product, which is you, the live person, the live group, the live company, the live record label, whatever it is, vividly.
Thank you. Thank you, Big Doug. Appreciate you. All right, guys. I'm going to take a short break because we have to pay some bills. And Carol, when we get back,
yes.
We're gonna talk about what type of locations. You said that you can do it from one type of from a low budget to a high end budget. Let's say as an unsigned artist, I'm just getting started. What type of place should I look for? How should I set it up? Could you wrap your head around that and tell me what kind of things, what I could do to make it attractive so I can attract my fans? When we get back, I'd like to talk about that on the other side. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment, so stay with us.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Valda Beebe Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business, your music, or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development, website hosting, internet audio presentation, voiceovers, professional beat production, publicity, radio and record promotion, consulting, corporate identity, event planning and promoting, printing, graphic design, CD pressing and duplication, voice on home, radio commercial production, CD commercial production, video production, call conversion, contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Already Gear is ready to handle all of your promotional needs. If you are ready to see your name in lights, that's what we do. We bring your vision to life. We custom imprint t-shirts for churches, schools, family reunions, graduations, and teams. In fact, any and all kinds. We can actually create whatever you have in mind. We have great specials and discount rates just for you. We're Already Gear, where your image matters. Please call us at 214-333-0180. That's 214-333-0180 and ask for Diane. We're always giving you valuable information on time. This is the Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line.
You know, there comes a time when we all must stand up for our rights. What's right? And there comes a time we all must stand up against what's wrong, what's wrong. See, we all have an obligation in this world to live life to its fullest. Because we all, each and every one of us, no matter what race or creed, have been blessed with life.
Stand up.
Just this morning. flowing like a mighty stream. So did the blood of this innocent young right team. I had a dream, what does this mean? Thought we all came together to erase this scene. A fraudulent theme, the pattern of a scheme, the cycle of a weapon used by a slick team. I don't know, but the children should grow way beyond the years for their life and soul. Tragically, it's a mystery. The evidence is clear, why do this to we? Injustice anywhere, injustice everywhere. Don't hide behind the law, stand your ground, be there. When I look into his eyes, see my son in his eyes. From the number one call, heard his desperate cry. Can you see him, Trayvon? Hit they desperate lies. Desperate why? Our hood is on, we stand with pride.
Stand up for what you know.
Stand up for equal rights. Stand up for the poor and the sick.
Stand up
for fair wages. Whenever you see wrongful acts against any human being or innocent creature, I impel you to just
keep your head up, don't get fed up, don't get frustrated. Keep faith in God, you'll be elevated like a test, we get graded. Punch a clock till we make it. See, say, pray to any means we can take it. Fight the power every hour, don't be degraded. Women fought for equal rights, now they're educated. Brown versus poor, stop school segregated. And union stand up, they so dedicated. We can make a difference, y'all, we can work together. You believe, we receive, we can live forever. Equal rights, better pay, and we still endeavor. And one thing, please, never say never. Explore what the universe has in store. It's a blessing, no stress and no disease infested. Metal world peace, that's what we manifest. And when you see ignorance, start citizen arrest.
Stand up for what you know.
Same old nonsense, and anyone can see that got common sense. Racial profiling is an injustice, cause there's no justice, it's just us. They killed all our leaders way back in the past, and got away with murder, made me wanna start blasting. Stand up for what's right. The system was designed to make you not wanna fight, cause we've been divided and conquered through economics. Unity has been lost since Reaganomics. Chill with me so you can feel me for standing up. They probably wanna kill me. The blood of the innocent has power. A quote from Jesse, now we in power. One false move and they'll shoot ya. God bless the next generation for the future.
Stand up for what you know.
To Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about what are the benefits of doing a pre-release listening party. My guest tonight is Carol Moda. Carol Moda, welcome back.
Hey.
Welcome
Thank
back.
You.
Carol, just before we went to the break, I was asking you, how should we set up the ambience of the setting for our event? If there was a way to set it up and we had a low budget, let's start off with that. What would you suggest?
Okay, let's say you have a zero to, let's say, very, very low budget. The first thing that you would do is reach out to a venue where you live or close to or where you want to have it. Let's say I live in South Florida, so Miami. The first thing I'm going to do is go to a restaurant or a bar or a club, and I'm going to talk with the promoter or talk with the owner of the club, and I'm going to try to get the time. Usually most release parties or listening parties, it's only like an hour or two, so it's not a lot of time. Most places invite you to bring other people there. So once you're able, once you get the permission, you get them to give you the space or to allow you to use it for a couple hours, then you can say, okay, what you want to do. Depending on the venue, sometimes you can work out, like they'll give you maybe a happy hour, or they'll give you free drinks for ladies, or something to that effect. So you would have something to promote for your party. On top of that, you want to make sure that you have something to give your audience, that you have something to give your guests. You know, as I said, you want to make sure you at least have some CDs and flyers. It's always good to have a little gift, you know, in a gift bag. That's even better. It depends on what kind of artist you are. If you're hip-hop, if you're a rap artist, you probably don't want to give a gift bag. The CDs and flyers is cool. But if you are R&B, you cater to more of the ladies, you cater to more of the R&B soul crowd, then, yeah, a gift bag with more pie. But you also want to make sure that you collect information from your audience as well. I mean, how are you going to do that? You're going to make sure if you have somebody to go around, collect their email address so that you can keep in touch with them. You can tell them about your latest music. You can inform them of any more parties that you're having. That's also important because that's how you really get that second communication out. After the party, you'll be able to email your new fans more information, and you can keep them in touch with you. That's the basics of a party, you know. Along with the obvious, like having the venue playing your music, talking to your crowd, engaging your crowd. If you have a good DJ, that's even better. You make sure that you want to keep your crowd interested and want them to stay, because people get bored very easily. You don't want them to be walking out in the middle or just come in just to leave. So, I mean, you're basically having an event. You're having something that's engaging, that's fun, that's appealing to people, because it's not only about you, now it's about your guests. Now you have to cater to their needs, to what they want. You got to be able to communicate your talent and your music to them in a way that they want to hear it. Some people do a lot of covers, but let's say they might have a couple of their own songs, but they also have some covers of some other music, and they have the DJ kind of mix it with other music. Some people have a whole album that they just have their guests listen to and just kind of feel out the crowd. I mean, you got to know, where you stand in regards to your audience, to know. You got to be able to be kind of quick to feel out how your crowd is responding to your music. If you don't find that they're responding well, then find a way to talk to them to hype it up. Because, I mean, at this point, as a new artist, people don't know your music. They're used to what's out there on the radio. So your goal is to make sure that they know your music now, that they like your music, that they want to hear more. So the atmosphere, the location, what you give to them, what they get out of the event, and what they hear, and how you collect the information from your guests is very, very important. That doesn't cost a lot of money to do that. You know, that's bare minimum at this point, very bare minimum.
Also have other performers. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay, I guess I'm having issues, so I didn't realize I was. But should you have other performers available there as well?
In most cases, no. I mean, the only way you would have another artist is if it's a popular artist that maybe they have your back, they're supporting you, they can just give an extra word to say, hey, listen to this guy, listen to this young woman. They're hot. They're the new, you know, the next new thing. I mean, unless you have somebody endorsing you, you don't really want to have anybody else there. If it's a release party, if it's a listening party, I mean, if it's a place, if it's a situation where it's not really a release, it's not all about you, and you just want to expand your network, then, yeah, it's okay to group with people that maybe you have other artists that you guys kind of roll together and approve. I mean, that's good, too, but it depends on the situation. One thing I find, and this kind of might contradict what I just said a little bit, but no matter what, you don't want to ever think of anybody as competition, even if you have somebody that's better than you. Where I see a lot of young artists, a lot of new artists go wrong is that they don't work on their presentation, they don't work on their performance, they don't work on really being in front of a crowd. Like, I work with, I'm very picky with who I take on as a client. Like, you really, and the artists that I work with, they practice. You know, like Mirage, for instance, Mirage the R&B Beast, he actually has practice with his dancers every Tuesday, no matter if he has a show or not. He's constantly working on his performance, how he speaks. He actually, I mean, you know, taking classes on speech, you know, what he says to the audience, how he engages his audience, how he gets his audience to like him, to when he's going out, even just if he's just going out to a club, you know, the things that he does, the strategy. I mean, everything is important. I mean, and if you have pride in your work, you have to pay attention to every detail, because it's no longer about having a personal life and having a career. Now your personal life is your career. Everything that you do from the moment that you wake up to when you go to bed is all about your career. You have to become the person that you want to be. You got to live that. And sometimes that means that you maybe need to let, maybe instead of having a listening party, maybe you know an artist that has money to do an event. Maybe you let the artist, other artists do that. Maybe you're just kind of supporting somebody else just so that you can meet new people, just so you can actually have a little bit of credibility behind you. The thing is, you have to do what it takes. And it's not always going to be you being in the limelight. Sometimes you got to do things the opposite way and edify somebody else, in which I find that's hard for somebody to do, because everybody, usually people think of other people as competition. But the thing is that you got to get that out of your mind. You got to know that, how can you stand out? What is going to set you apart from everybody else? Why are other people going to like you? So you know that even when you're even performing with Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj, people are going to see you and they're going to identify you because you're you. You have your own identity. Nicki Minaj didn't start out being top or being, you know, popular. She actually started out and she made a name for herself because she is her own person. She created a brand that other people like. She had a characteristic. She had a personality. And that's what artists need to have. Don't worry about who's with you. Know that no matter what, you're never going to be outshined, because you're always going to bring it. And that's the most important thing to remember above anything else. Hello? Hello?
I'm here. Unfortunately, okay. I had my line closed. We do have the anonymous caller calling in again, so I'm going to go to it. That's 111111. Anonymous caller, you now have the floor. Please state your name and where you're calling from. And your question, please. Carol, you do hear me, right?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Okay. I don't hear the caller, though.
All right, so they're not speaking up. But please press the number one. It'll put your hands down. if you don't have a question. Thank you. I appreciate that. Carol?
Yes.
You have said that that you should give your audience some sort of incentive, correct?
Right.
To want to be there. An example, can you give me an example of giving your fan base some incentives to wanting to be there?
Simple things, locations. You know, having a location that's convenient, that's easy to get to, probably close to a highway. Number one, somewhere where it's nice, you know. Another thing is, you know, working with the venue to provide some complimentary drinks, you know, something always, you know, free drinks is always a great way to attract people. You know, if you're going to go as far as having a DJ out there, have the right DJ out there. Have a DJ that maybe has a pull, has a crowd, has a following. A DJ that connects to your music, that has a great presence, that can build up momentum for you as well. Another thing is also the flyer, artwork on the flyer, make sure that's right. Make sure that it's appealing to your audience. I mean, if you're R&B, studio soul, you want to make sure that maybe it's a little artsy, maybe it's a little bit more reserved. You don't want it to look hip-hop. But if you're a hip-hop artist, you don't want it to look too girly. You don't want it to look too reserved, too upscale. You want to be more eclectic, you know. So it's really knowing who you're trying to attract and know what they want. I mean, what I'm telling you is basic marketing. I mean, and if you haven't noticed that it's the same thing that applies to a brand, a product, a service, a company, it's the same thing that applies to artists as well, because you are your brand. You are a product that you're selling. Your music is the product that sells. You get booked. You get paid for it, hopefully. So you want to make sure that your presentation, your package, everything appeals to the audience that you reach out for. And that's important. I mean, if you don't know, then try to get somebody who does know on your team to help you to open your eyes so that you can provide the right things to the right people. That's pretty much it, you know, in regards to that. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you very well. I'm opening up someone else's mic for me to talk.
Okay.
Weird. Thanks, man. Man, you got game. When I open up your mic, I just be honest with you. You are full of answers, and I love it. I'm really enjoying having you here. How important is giveaways?
Right.
How important
are they? It's important. I mean, we're a lot of even major artists. Like for instance, even major artists, I see this. They think that because they have a name that they don't have to do anything but be there. But the thing is, it's more than that. Because as an artist, you can be gone off the scene tomorrow. Your presence, your popularity, your fame is all depends on your fan. And the opportunity cost is that they can like somebody else tomorrow. And then you no longer are the it thing. For instance, you know, when I was 5 years old, I remember I was in love with Michael Jackson. And though Prince is
really?
Way
did
out
you ever
way
get,
longer.
Get the shot,
no. But and though Prince was out way before, you know, but when he came out with Purple Rain, when it was Prince of the Revolution, And I remember him coming out on the scene a little after Michael Jackson released Thriller. And it was all of a sudden all about Prince. Like, a lot of people my age like Prince now. All of a sudden, Michael Jackson, it was, you know, almost a little competition. Really, Michael Jackson, always the greatest, never really was affected, but still, there was somebody else on the scene. Same thing happened with Whitney and Mariah. You know, same thing happened with Brandy and Monica. You just never know. Somebody can come out, and then you're gone. So you have to take care of your fans. You know, blog with them. For instance, Tyrese, if you follow Tyrese, he tweets to his fans. He does these video diaries. He tweets motivational talk. He keeps it real. He keeps connected with them. He responds to them. Genuine does the same thing. RL does the same thing. Even, you know, my artist Mirage is the same thing. You got to engage because that's what keeps people interested. No matter how big you are, people will lose interest fast. People will forget about you fast. And that's where even the biggest artist goes wrong. I mean, you're talking about an industry that no longer has, the labels no longer have money to give an artist for marketing. Marketing depends on you. They pick you up once you're popular. They depend on you to market yourself. So if you don't learn from now to do that, you're going to be up for a sad awakening because you're not going to last very long. And you're going to probably have a bad contract. And you're going to find yourself that they just liked you for your talent, and now they're putting you to the side, and now you're waiting years upon years to even have a single out. And you can't do anything because it's in your contract that you can't do anything. So now before you was independent and you was out on the scene, you had your music out there. Now because you didn't set up the right tone, you didn't have the right credibility to make a say, to have a say with the labels, now you're screwed. So it is important to set up the right marketing atmosphere to make sure that you are popular on Twitter. Make sure that you are popular on Facebook. And I stressed before, not through buying followers. I'm talking about real followers. Real followers. You should be having, when you tweet something, you should be retweeted. You should have comments. You should have people going on YouTube leaving comments because you might have thousands of views, but how many people are commenting? Because the media looks at these things. So media will not feature an independent artist that does not have a buzz. You need to have a real buzz. So it takes hard work. There's not going to be 10 people. There's not even, at this point, as a new artist, you can't afford a PR publicist to retain me on a full-time basis to do a lot of work. At this point, I'm worth like $5,000 a month or more. Publicists usually would not even take you on as a client without a 3-month minimum paying at least $5,000 plus. Because
Miriam Williams had to move over. I'm gonna have my wife move over because you're gonna be moving in.
But I'm saying it's not to deter anybody from asking for help. But the fact is that it costs money because what entails in a retainer is that we don't take all that money for ourselves. We actually hire street teams. We get ad space on radio sometimes. We pay for, like, press release services. You know, we travel. We use gas. We have to sometimes plan parties. It goes into that. A lot of that doesn't even come to us. So when you can't afford to pay us and we're only limited. So at this point, you have to make sure that you're on your ball. The more that you're able to do, the less you need a publicist for. You're always going to need a publicist, don't get me wrong. But the more that you're able to assist your publicist can save you a lot of money. Not only that, it can get you farther because you now have somebody working on your team on one end and you're working on your team on the other end. So, I mean, you have to know, you have to gain that knowledge, you have to work just as hard as your publicist, if not more, so that you can get to where you really want to be.
All right. Carol, you are loaded with information.
I know. I should probably stop.
I love it. No, I love it, man. I mean, honestly, you are a terrific guest. I know, even as a guest, sometimes we have to like slow our guests down just a moment so we can take a break. you know what I mean? So we can warm the crowd up and just tease them a little bit and then come back a second. This is Ivory Snow, a.k.a. Making My Body Jump. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Okay.
National Radio has changed its hours of operation to better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes, and more. So tune in now for your chance to win, to join us in our chat room. Log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
Hey, it's T.I. here, man. Take a minute and grab your cell phone. Scroll through all the names of your female friends. Go ahead. Do it now. I'll wait. Yeah, it's that important. Statistics show that one out of every three women are victims of domestic violence and abuse. That means that maybe your girl that you go skating with, your friend you met at the mall this weekend, your Sunday school teacher, your mama's best friend, or maybe even you are being emotionally, physically, or sexually abused. I know talking about domestic violence and abuse ain't sexy, but it is necessary. And fellas, I'm going to keep it real, man. Domestic violence and abuse won't stop unless we say, not on my watch, and start protecting our women. That's why I'm supporting E. Walter Smith and his song Tenderness. The Tenderness campaign will teach you how to recognize 10 warning signs of domestic violence and abuse and how you can stop it at home, at work, and at play today. Log on to alittletenderness.com to find out how you can make a difference in someone's life, maybe even yours.
Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. I'd like to talk with you about Doctors Without Borders. This is an international medical humanitarian organization working in nearly 70 countries to assist people whose survival is threatened by violence, neglect, or catastrophe. The battle in Somalia continues against the deadly combination of measles and acute malnutrition, which affects children in particular in the overcrowded refugee camps. Doctors Without Borders is there, making a difference. You too can make a difference. If you feel strongly about poverty, violence against women and children, make a one-time donation or give monthly. It's easy. Visit doctorswithoutborders.org and give them the tools and the resources to make a difference. This PSA is brought to you by DrBBShow.com and Hip Hop National Magazine, on the web at HipHopNational.com. Neither organization is affiliated with Doctors Without Borders or its founder, MSF. We do not accept donations. We simply make a difference.
You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about what is the benefit of a pre-release listening party. And I hope you guys got your note-taking materials tonight, because Karamoda is really putting it down. You said that by getting a popular DJ or a major artist to endorse your music could help a lot. What is the benefits to that?
Carol? Hello?
Sorry, I was on mute. It's actually a common marketing strategy is that what will happen is that a product or a brand will get someone to endorse. Like, for instance, AT&T, you know, or let's say Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew now has Little Wayne in the commercial. That's him endorsing that brand. The same thing could work for an artist. Because as I said, an artist, you're now a product. So you need to think of yourself as a brand. And what the fastest way to get someone to trust you, to get them to be on your team, is to get someone else that they respect, that they like, that they love, to say, hey, this is my boy. This is young lady, and she's great. And then other people would think that. I mean, Rick Ross brought in people under him, and they're doing very well. You know, the same thing happens for many artists. For instance, Tiny, she brought in her daughter, you know, which is a part of the OMG girls. I mean, if the OMG girls just came out with nobody endorsing them, how far would they have gone? You know, so it's, you got to think about that. And it's just simple. I'm not, trust me, like, the things that I'm saying is not anything that's secret or that it's just invented by me. This is common strategy that a lot of major labels use. And if you are serious about your music, you will look beyond what you hear on the radio. You'll start Googling, researching, seeing how someone promotes a song. What sites are they on? What are they doing? You know, are they having parties? You know, when's the last time you looked at a artist's website? Look at his tour date. See where he's touring. What kind of venues he's at. Sometimes it's not a concert arena. Sometimes it's just a club. Sometimes it's just making a public appearance. The same things goes for independent artists. The only difference is that you don't have people knocking on your doors. You're knocking on other people's doors. You're knocking on the venue's doors. You're knocking on the promoter's doors. So, of course, when the tables turn, you might have to come out of pocket to make things happen, to be in certain places. But you need to see how far you're willing to take it, how far you're willing to go. But getting somebody to endorse you, yeah, that's, if you could get a celebrity, a known celebrity that has a lot of credibility, a lot of fan base out there to endorse you, that just, like, that will definitely have a positive result. It might not make you a star overnight, but it will be a plus. Use that with your strategy, with your marketing strategy of getting out there. You're having release parties. You have somebody endorsing you. Now you have media talking about it because Trey Songz endorsed you. You know, that together everything put together is what will make you the star, is what will get the labels knocking on your door, is what will get you enough credibility, enough marketability to actually say to the label, if you don't pay me this, if this is not my contract, I'm walking. And for them to say, hey, I want you. You understand?
And I understand what you're laying down is so fucking hot. Like, I'm a welcome to the show, and she's gone. So, welcoming her to the show right now. So the endorsement of these celebrities about, let's say, you've been in this game for quite some time, about how much to just to have them speak on your behalf, something, how much something like that could cost you?
It depends on who you know, who knows you. I mean, of course, you might be talking about $20,000 to maybe $75,000, maybe. Do you know what I mean? It could cost you a lot of money to get that.
Well, you don't open your mouth.
trust me, it costs. It's not, unless you have a good connection, unless you work your way up through circles and you get that. It can happen. That's why there's Twitter. That's why there's Facebook. Twitter opened the doors for a lot of things. And if you play your cards right, you can get the right people on your team. But it takes being humble. It takes being very smart, very strategic, very knowledgeable, and willing to listen to get certain places. I mean, I would say over the years, I'm not even an artist, but I've definitely been able to work my way through different circles and meeting new people. I mean, anybody can do that. You have to actually set out to go somewhere. That's where your presentation, your swag, that's where your personality, your brand comes into play. Like, for instance, let's say Lil Wayne hosts an event. You know, make sure that you have a good relationship with the promoter. You know, make sure that you can get in the inner circle. Make sure that you can set yourself right in front of Lil Wayne and have a brand. You know what? I interviewed Youngberg about almost a year ago and how he was discovered. Now, actually, let me kind of start from the beginning. He actually comes from a well-off family. They didn't want him in the music industry. He had to basically do it on his own. He found himself in front of the right people through friends, to people who know that he's talented. And he basically just spit this rap right in front of DMX, you know, and DMX loved him. You know, then he introduced him to other people, and then it was on from there. The same thing applies to everybody else. You got to be at the right place on the right time. But if you're too busy popping bottles and worrying about who's on your arm, then you're not going to know that you're missing opportunity, because you got to use every second, every moment, every action to make sure that it benefits you. Yeah, it could cost thousands of dollars, but do you know that a lot of independent artists that get investors find a way to get an investor to back you, to pay that money to get that endorsement? And there's investors that would do that if you're that good. And it's not even only talent. It's, as I said, it's the presentation, it's the whole package. You have to be a package. It's not just a talent. There's millions of talented people out there that can sing their butt off. It doesn't mean that they're going to be on stage. It doesn't mean that they're going to even come close to getting a Grammy. You have to be a package. You got to invest in yourself. It's not going to be cheap. It's not going to be, nobody's going to, you're not going to find that one person that say, oh my gosh, I just want to put all my money in you. You're going to have to put a lot of money out. You probably have to get a third job. You're going to have to do what it takes to make sure that you have the right music, that it's mixed right, that it's mastered right, that it's produced right, and that you have the right clothes, you have the right car, you have the right position where you're in the right party, in the right circle, in the right place, in front of the right person. And if you're strategic and if you're serious about it, no matter how much it costs, you will find a way to do it. And it's the ones that actually find a way that make it. That's why not everyone is a star.
Should everyone strive to be a star? Or is
everybody
it,
should.
They should strive to be a star, but they should also strive. I mean, tell me if you agree with me or not, because you don't have to. But they should also strive to what it is to make music and make money. There are other venues out there that can allow them to get in there. People got music on commercials, and you don't even know who they are. You got people who got music and voice on hold, and they're making money. They got people who's making music on like McDonald's carts and Starbucks carts. I push this very strongly because I think it's very important that these artists know that there's other outlets other than the radio.
Yes. I totally 100% agree. As I said, it goes back down to thinking of your talent, your music career as a brand. Diversity is the key to affluence. If the more different ways you have for making money for your brand, the more successful you would be. No business just does one service, one product. I mean, even as a publicist, I offer many different services. I plan events. I also do graphic design. I do consulting. I mean, I do so many different things. You have to be diversified. You can place your music in scores and movies and make money, make royalties. You can register with ASCAP and get your and sell your songs, sell your beats. You can get your music in jingles. You can do so many things with your music. It's not just, you got to do what it takes to make the money. Think about it. Don't just think like, okay, because you're not being successful getting a record deal that you can't, it does not, you don't have to be signed to a label to sell a jingle. You just have to sell the right jingle. It takes making phone calls, getting in touch with the right people, getting in touch with the right company or whatever is going to get you that. Maybe it's even having the right manager, because if you have the right manager, they will place your music in different places to make your money. So you need to make sure that even who represents you, no, like, what are you going to do to make me money? If they don't, if they only say, well, I'm going to make sure you get a label, a record deal, then you probably need to rethink, because there's other ways of making money in the music business. I mean, a lot of, like, say, like even Young Berg, RL from Next, there's tons of people right now that you have not seen with a new record in years that have made millions of dollars just by selling music.
Whoa. And I'm going to tell you, y'all, it's not just having the right manager and the right publicist. You better get the right girlfriend. Y'all better call call Carol now. Carol, I said that to make you laugh. I'm just having fun, believe me. I get in trouble.
That's cool.
I don't want to get in trouble. Okay.
Oh, it's cool. It's good. It's
undercover on the air.
No, but, you know what? I'm really fun. I know I sound very serious right now, but I'm really laid back.
You so serious today.
I am so laid back. I go out. I really do have fun when I go out. I mean, I go out to network and all of that, but I go out, I have fun. Last night I was at Arcadia with Headliners, with Mike and Deke, and trust me, I have fun. The people
hey, Carol, you
I'm
didn't give me a call.
Fun.
Carol, I'm right here in South Florida. give me a call. Don't be telling me you're having fun.
I always have fun.
This is not fair.
You can't be in South Beach and not have fun. You got to have the right friends. I'm not a clicky person. You never really see me with a lot of people. I tend to ride by myself. I call it rolling solo. And that's something I would advise people, especially artists sometimes. If you're not really traveling with your publicist or your manager, go by yourself. Because one thing you don't want to do is be distracted. I mean, you can get into a lot more places by yourself. If you had the right presentation, the right attitude, people will respect you. And people will allow you to become their friends. You also got to be honest. Don't be grimy. You know, there's enough for everybody. There's no reason to step on anybody's toes. There's no reason to be nasty. No reason to really screw anybody over. Having a good heart, if you have a good heart, you have good integrity. If you're honest, you will attract the right people. Also, another thing is be careful with your personal life. Don't be jumping from relationship to relationship all over the place, because no matter if you're a guy or if you're a girl, that will ruin you. That will really ruin you. So, I mean, you have to be responsible. You have to be responsible. You have to be healthy. You got to have the right, you know, make sure that your health is right. Make sure that your body's right. Make sure you look good. Make sure you take care of yourself. It doesn't take a lot of money to do that. You can't afford to get your nails done, you can do it yourself. Whatever it takes, you know what I mean? But make sure that you put pride into what you are so that you can do what you set out to do. You know, if you set out every day to make every action fruitful and to make every action rewarding, you will succeed. And you just have to believe in yourself, which is something that a lot of people don't do, is believing in themselves. Very important.
Yes, I totally agree. I mean, if you don't believe in the craft in itself, if you don't believe in what you're doing, believe me, your audience will know.
They will.
Yeah.
They will certainly know. Not only that, but leader. You have to be a leader. As an artist, you are a leader. You are the boss. You are the boss of your manager. You're the boss of your label. You're the boss of your career. And whoever that's working on your team for you, you have your vision. You need to keep control at all times. But not only that, but a leader doesn't just tell people what to do. They actually, a true leader has the ability to convince others to believe in their vision. It's not an easy thing to do, and sometimes it takes reading. There's a lot of motivational and leadership books, even business books, that can help you to know how to speak to people, know how to control and negotiation, know how to make things go your way, down to the point where you influence another person to set that appointment. For instance, if you call or you email a label, say, I want to meet with you, just putting in, when can we set that appointment? How about we meet Tuesday, Thursday? Just by saying that instead of saying, do you think that you want to meet with me? You know, it's all about your confidence, all about taking control in a positive, in a respectful way. We'll definitely get more yeses and less nos. You know, and that's self-education. You don't have to be in school. You don't have to have a degree for that. You just need to go to the bookstore, to the library, read some books.
I won't lie to you. Talking to you tonight made me feel a lot smarter than I felt yesterday. It's at this now, man. This is great. Honestly, me personally, I feel that you could have the fear of doing a task, but the question is, do you do it anyway? When you do it, other people start to see that you and they live and breathe behind you because they see you're being fearless in your quest, and they will follow you because of it. Because
yes, they will.
I gotta be honest with you. This what I'm doing right now was not my lane. I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how to talk to. Then after a while, I said, man, maybe if I talked to Carol Motor, it would be a lot easier. And then once I got you on here yesterday, from yesterday to today, I'm a new man.
Wow. You know, I'm like,
my game just now.
You're making me blush.
Take a line. Watch it. Mark, didn't I just step up my game? Come on, Mark. Mark, look.
You're making me blush.
Mark, you there? I got to get Mark on here. He's playing games with me. Hold on a second. Mark.
Yes.
Then I just step up my game just now.
Yeah, you stepped up your game, bro.
Mark listened to the show, Carol. See, Don, what'd you say, man? Then I just step up the game.
Yeah, I agree. I think you did.
Thanks,
but
you're
always doing that. You're always doing that, though, so nothing new.
Oh, okay. See, hey, Carol. See, now the brother ain't, you know, he ain't right. I stuck up just for you. But realistically, Carol, I did. I'm having fun with you, without a doubt.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you because I can see that, you know, you're a true person, not only are you true at what your thing? I don't know how old are you. You sound quite young, but you sound very seasoned. Very seasoned.
I'm young, but not young.
And the season, oh, man, you got season.
I mean, I'm old enough. Let's just put it this way. I am old enough.
She's old enough to be on Twitter.
And I'm a mother. I'm a mother of four.
Of four. That means you've been around for a minute. That's what that means.
Yeah.
I'm a father of five. So I understand.
Yeah. Well, it was a pleasure to be on here. It was truly a pleasure. This was like, I was not expecting this week to be on this show.
I'm so glad that you sprung up today, and this is a fact. Seriously, if you would give us your closing statement, your top, let's say your top five things that you would suggest that an artist do for setting up or, you know, getting into their pre-release listening party, things that they should do.
The top five things to do: work on your presentation. You definitely got to look good. You got to look appealing. If you're a guy, you got to look appealing for the girls. If you're a girl, you got to look appealing for the guys. You know, number two, your performance. You need to work on your performance. Make sure that when you do perform, that you're engaging your audience, that you're projecting well, that you're articulate, that if you need to get some dancers to dance behind you, do whatever it takes to appeal to your audience. Number three, you want to make sure that you're good at public speaking. Number four, you want to do your research. Knowledge is power. Read. Look, don't just watch award shows. Don't just look at Love of Hip Hop. Just look at what these people are doing. Look, read between the lines. Do you understand? Number five, always search for people to be on your team. You want to make sure that you're careful with who you trust. Don't just be quick to sign papers. Make sure that you read, you get a lawyer before you sign any contract. but make sure you have the right people on your team. Another thing is that I've always, you know, I help people. Sometimes, a lot of times, I give free advice, and I'm cutting that down, but I do try to help. You know, you could always reach out to me on Twitter, at Ms. Carabota. But there's a lot of people like me out there, and if you engage, if you set the right tone, I want to put another advice. If you're on Twitter, be careful what you tweet. Be careful. Nobody says that you have to be anybody but yourself. But as a brand, you need to brand yourself properly. And you don't want to be on Twitter saying things that's disrespectful to other people. Be yourself, but do not be disrespectful. Don't take away somebody else's rights. You know, that's very important to remember, because remember that you actually have teenagers, children out there listening to you, and whether you want to be a role model, you are. Once you're out there in the scene, you are a role model. And one thing that we don't have out that prominent in our, especially being a minority myself, is that we don't have a lot of families that have the mother-father roles so together. So we need to teach our kids, our younger generation, to respect themselves and respect others, because that's what really, really will bring you success, is doing that. You know, once you learn that, then the less adverse reaction you're going to have. You know, the less people are going to judge you. You know, it's not just saying that I'm conforming to society, I'm doing what other people expect of me. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you have to respect yourself and respect others, and be mindful what you tweet, what you say, even the songs that you write. You don't want to write songs that can never be played on the radio. That's not going to get you anywhere. Start thinking about being a brand that's marketable. Right now, I can tell you that the record labels is reaching out to young people about 10 years old to 34, that generation, and concentrated 10 to like 21, because they buy music more than anybody else. They actually buy. They don't just download. They love their artist so much that they will buy the music even when they downloaded it for free. They still buy it, just because that's how teenagers, tweens are. So you got to cater to your youth. You got to be able to send music that they can listen to that's going to mold them, you know, because if you don't have at least half your music is you're able to even sing in a school auditorium, then you're not going to last long. You're going to be very limited. And I can tell you that people 25 and up really don't really care about getting new artists in their iPod. I listen to people from 10 years ago. I probably won't add many new people on there. And there's a lot of people that think like me. So who you need to reach out to is the younger generation, because you're going to have them for many years to come. And you need to make sure that your music, you're able to reach them now, that you're able to get their parents to allow them to listen to your music. So it's just something to think about. I'm not telling anybody to do what to do, but I'm telling them you got to think as a business and what's going to bring you the most dollars. And that's it. That's my closing statement.
Now, before you close out, because you got like 10 minutes, I just got a few questions to ask you. How important is in that promotion campaign, should they, like McDonald's, they have commercials, okay?
Right.
Why most artists, you don't see that they advertise their song before, you know, in a commercial type form? So that people would be familiar with their time, their music. I see a lot of the bigger name artists too, but a lot of the unsigned and new, unfamiliar artists that you heard, you hardly ever hear that in their package.
It goes down to standard industry practices, and it's just basically the norm that a known artist with credibility will actually. With how they advertise is by getting their publicist to get them on 106 and Park, getting on VH1, getting on MTV, getting on in the media, in the news, having people, you know, see them, having their audience see them, you know, giving back to children, you know, all of that creates who you are as an artist. For instance, a lot of people would know Beyonce gave hundreds of thousands of dollars, and she has a school in Texas. Like Whitney Houston had her own school. You know what I mean? Her fans know this. You know what I mean? And that's what you got to do. You got to set the tone. A real publicist advises you of the things that you need to do in order to set the tone of your personality, of who you look like as an artist. You know, for instance, record labels, when they look at an artist, they say, okay, what kind of artist? Is this the next Lil Wayne? Is this the next if this is the next Rihanna? Before you had these big stars, it was like, okay, he's the boy next door, he's the rebel, she's the little edgy girl, you know, she's more a little promiscuous. I mean, they just set by personality that identify with certain groups of people. And that's what you got to think of your brand as. Really set the tone of really looking at who you are, and you're just accentuating who you really are, just making it a little bit more appealing. And then you're going to see who really attracts to you. It's not who you want to attract to you, but who is going to attract to you. And then you see once you know who your audience really is, you study a market, you see what they like, you see what they listen to. When you go out incognito. Go out and just listen to what people say. Stand in the lines at a club. Listen to what they like. Listen to who they listen to. Ask questions. Who's on your iPod? What makes you want to buy a song? If you do this research, if you do this for yourself, it will give you the knowledge of how to communicate, what kind of songs you need to work to create, what kind of producers you need to work with. Every producer have their personality. Some producers, like Bridgetown, can produce from dubstep to techno to house to Caribbean reggae to like hip hop, R&B, like he's so versatile. But then there's artists that create like more Miami music, like Gorilla Tech. There's you know, there's producers like for instance, you know, Rico Love. Right now he's big on the R&B game. You know, there's Styles. You know, there's so many different producers that have different personalities. You need to work with the right one that connects to your personality. Maybe you need to work with multiple producers to create your personality. But it takes a lot of research of finding out who you are as an artist and then finding out who your audience is and finding out what they want and what you want to give them and then kind of coming up with the balance in between. Because that connection is what's going to set you apart from everybody else. And that's basically what it is.
Okay.
You know?
And one final question. Flyers. You mentioned something about this earlier. You're still using the physical flyer, putting it out? Because we've been talking about promotions this weekend. A lot of the promoters today, they're saying that they don't work. I beg to differ. But I say flyers do still work. What do you say?
Yes, they do. They do. The thing is, you have to have a good marketing strategy. As I said, diversification is the key to success. You give out, let's say, every month, if you give out, let's say, 10,000 flyers, On top of that, you're passing out your CD or selling your CD. On top of that, every now and then you're booking parties, you're hosting parties, you're being seen on the scene, you're working with promoters, you're tweeting, you're Facebooking. All of that collectively is the keys to your success as an artist. One alone won't work. You know what I mean? Even if you advertise in Source magazine, that alone won't work. It's having the right strategy. That's where the right publicist, the right manager, the right marketing team comes into play, because the professional will know the right strategy. The professional will even know how to guide your culture, your personality as an artist to tell you, well, you need to work with this stylist so that he can create this look for you. You need to work with this producer to create these songs. Right now, you hear Rihanna and Chris Brown as an example. They're having songs, and it looks like they're singing about each other. This is totally planned by the labels, and it's to build up the hype in the community, amongst their fans, to talk about them, you know, having them seen together. Oh, just stand a little close, just hug, just let me get a picture of him whispering in your ear. This stuff is more than likely planned. You know, that's my theory, because that's this PR. That's what gets the media wanting to take pictures, to be to publicize it, get the fans talking about it. That's what sells. And as a new artist, you don't have that fame to make media want to talk about you, but you got to create it. You know what I mean? So, I mean, the traditional stuff still works, but it doesn't work alone. You have to have a strategy of both steps to make it work.
Thank you very much, Carol. It's been a pleasure having you tonight. Believe me. We're going to connect on Tuesday, correct?
Yes, we are.
Tuesday at 11, right?
Yes, AM.
All right. My guest tonight was Carol Motor, guys. Tonight we were talking about what are the benefits of doing a pre-release listening party. If you did not get the show, you make sure you go back and listen to the archives. She laid down some dope information. You don't even have to be out there on the street selling dope, because you can get it right here inside the music business, right here with our guest. All of my expert guests right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Here's your boy, Raymond Taylor, with Red Carpet. Stay with us. There's more on the other side.
Superstar. Constantly struggle to shine. Gotta stay up in the sky. Look to see my mama cry. Wonder if she's still alive. She left me when I was a child. They let me down. Bed and buried single, foster house. Little brother bad as hell, wildin' out. Foster parents fed up, so they kicked us both out. I never got the love I needed. A little boy starving when I ate, they call me greedy. Same things get repeated, different homes, same beatings. I didn't mind the touches, but I'm just saying that's a strong-ass woman. I won't lie, I got myself in my own damn troubles. I seen enough shit to pop a blind child's bubble. Seeing niggas getting shot on their own front line. Being shot at myself, they miss. Thank you, Lord. Will the bullshit ever quit? I'm just trying to pay my car. But the system that we got make it so damn hard to be a star. Shine blockers in my life since the day I saw the light. Shady ass niggas think they cool. Till they lying in the warm, bloody pool. But I ain't trying to bust the move. Gotta stay with the crew. Gotta play it out smooth. Or be made out the fool. But for me, that won't do. Gotta keep my dreams in my view. Check. You know, coming in, let y'all know a little bit about myself. Let y'all know, nigga, that I ain't gonna let that stop me. You dig what I'm saying? I got a dream, homie. And it's all up in my eyeballs, you feel me?
Yeah.
What up? This is
Conscious Level,
telling you to stand up and reminding you the revolution will not be televised, but it will be broadcast
on
the number one station, HipHopNationalRadio.com.
You know, there comes a time when we all must stand up for our rights. What's right?
Stand up.
And there comes a time we all must stand up against what's wrong, what's wrong. See, we all have an obligation in this world to live life to its fullest. Because we all, each and every one of us, no matter what race or creed, have been blessed with life.
Stand up, stand up for what you know.
Like a mighty stream, so did the blood of this innocent young bright teen. I had a dream, what does this mean? Thought we all came together to erase this scene. A fraudulent theme, the pattern of a scheme, the cycle of a weapon used by a slick team. I don't know, but the children should grow way beyond the years for their life and soul. Tragically, it's a mystery, the evidence is clear, why do this to we? Injustice anywhere, injustice everywhere. Don't hide behind the law, stand your ground, be there. When I look into his eyes, see my son in his eyes. From the 911 call, heard his desperate cry. Can you see him, Trayvon, hit they desperate lies. Desperate why our hood is on, we stand with pride.
Stand up for what you know. Always right. Never give up. No time.
Stand up for justice. Stand up for equal rights. Stand up for the poor and the sick.
Stand up
for fair wages. Whenever you see wrongful acts against any human being or innocent creature, I tell you to just
keep your head up, don't get fed up, don't get frustrated. Keep faith in God, you'll be elevated. Like a test, we get graded. Punch a clock till we make it. See, said quite any means we can take it. Fight the power every hour, don't be degraded. Women fought for equal rights, now they're educated. Brown versus poor, stop school segregated. And union stand up, they so dedicated. We can make a difference, y'all, we can work together. You believe, we receive, we can live forever. Equal rights, better pay, and we still endeavor. And one thing, please, never say never. Explore what the universe has in store. It's a blessing, no stress and no disease infesting. Metal world peace, that's what we manifest. And when you see ignorance, start citizen arresting.
Stand up for what you know.
Same old nonsense, and anyone can see that got common sense. Racial profiling is an injustice, cause there's no justice, it's just us. They killed all our leaders way back in the past, and got away with murder, made me wanna start blasting. Stand up for what's right. The system was designed to make you not wanna fight. Cause we've been divided and conquered through economics. Unity has been lost since Reaganomics. Chill with me so you can feel me for standing up. They probably wanna kill me. The blood of the innocent has power. A quote from Jesse, now we in power. One false move and they'll shoot ya. God bless the next generation for the future.
Stand up for what you know.
National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip-hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip-hop national partner, The Valder Beebe Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip-Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip-Hop National news from the number one source, Hip-Hop National Magazine.
From the streets to the radio throughout Central Florida, it's your girl, Lady Boss LD, and Lady Mia, Ladies with Slater, bringing you exclusive interviews on various hip-hop artists from the past, present, and future. So keep tuning in to Hip-Hop National Radio for LD and Lady Mia for the real source on hip-hop news, fashion and upcoming events. Central Florida, we're looking for rappers in the game, or if you're an upcoming artist and want to be heard, hit up the ladies with the latest to set up your interview. Let the nation know what's going on with you and your music. So contact LB and Lady Mia at Hip Hop National, 877-580-8555. That number again is 877-580-8555. HipHopNationalRadio.com. LB, what's that website again? HipHopNationalRadio.com.
Already Gear is the place where your image matters. We handle all promotional needs that you could have in mind. We are so much more than t-shirts. We do business cards, padfolios, pins, and more. In fact, whatever you can put your name on, we do. Give us a call at 214-333-0180. That's 214-333-0180. Tell them HHNR told you to give them a call.
This your boy, Pop Man MC, representing Filavide Films and Record, calling from Los Angeles, California. Be sure to take a peek at our new movie trailer, Welfare to Millionaire. Link is now up on YouTube, Facebook, /PopManMC, or right here on HipHopNational.com. That's the new movie trailer, Welfare to Millionaire, Facebook /POWERMANMC.
Time to set it off. What? Time to set it off.
Count them.
Huh? Well, yeah. It's time to set it off.
What?
Time to set
MVP.
It off.
Count them.
Lord.
Yeah.
Bring it
on.
It's time to set it off.
What?
Time to
Money
set it off.
Dollars. Bang.
Huh? What?
MVP.
It's time to set it off.
What?
Time to set it off.
Count.
35 players. It's time to get it cracking. See, for this millennium, we the new ones had it. That's right. MVP is the label on top of things. We're Rolex chains, medallions, and pinky rings. That's right. I'm the industry. Now I'm ghostwriter, got them checking out my life, making it flow tighter. That's right, I'm taking this from my lady to staff. Certified players, max things out. That's right, I'm blessed by the man from up above, and that's why you can't help it. What's the show to get love? That's right, girlfriend, don't it work that thing? You got a she like me, wanna get inside that thing? That's right, tell a G about your fantasy first. You and I, one-on-one, exploring the universe. That's right, y'all, yeah, we all in here, son. Now where you from, but how you come, so low, stop.
Come on, come on.
Back in the day, the music had played. Look at you now, you know you should've.
hip-hop, niggas. I'm like a young LL, smooth and speak Daddy Kano. Dougie with my fresh, you need to get with this hero. Summertime, fresh print, hammer put me in a mix. Down painting full like Rock, Kevin, Eric B. Still trying to fight the power like a public enemy. Cause in 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak. Respect the KRS, one mic is all I need. Now I shop the classic like shook ones from Mob Deep. On the road to riches, on my rap cool G. Use a pen when I write, empty like paper thin. I'm talking hip-hop, I used to love a common sense. It's all because of you, Slick Rick.
All in the name of hip-hop. Did your little dance to your hours flip-flop.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. Look at you now, you know you shouldn't play.
Original. All in the name of hip-hop. I'ma give everything that I've got.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. I'm here to say, we're bringing back the
original. Let's take it back to the essence when the music had a message. Asking why like Jada straight up, cause I got a couple questions. Got no problem with you shining, love to see you grinding. But let's define the difference in a rapper and a rhymer. I'm a writer or an artist, not an image or a gimmick. Remember when we used to keep it real, now we pretending. The industry is not about the music but the money. Ask a youngin' who was GDP, they looking at you funny. What a shame, but the paper coming, so I guess we made it. But the music suffering like people living out in Haiti. And it's crazy since digital, nobody's original. Since stuck in the cellar and everybody's criminal.
All in the name of hip-hop,
did your little dance to your hours flip-flop. Cause back in the day, the music had played. Look at you now, you know you shouldn't stay.
Original. All in the name of hip-hop, I'ma give everything that I've got.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. I'm here to say, we're bringing back the
original.
I'm sorry I ain't been so nice in a while, but things is going hard, so it's hard to crack a smile. Like, the certain mood changes, the new dude names is. And when they try to holler, they gon' wanna tug a chain. I remember when they treated you right. Somebody talk about your favorite rapper, you was ready to fight. The message got lost, the frill jumped off. So who's flying this plane, or is it that soft? Cause they don't dance no more, all they do is this. I recall the cross colors and the names on your cape. A page on your hip, Nick, you was the itch. And percolating in the road, right of the tip with the
all in the name of hip. Did your little dance to your hours with love?
Cause back in the day, the music had played. Look at you now, you know you shouldn't stay.
Original. All in the name of hip-hop, I'ma give everything that I've got.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. I'm here to say, we're bringing back the
original.
I'm trying to show you the way things have got to change. Things just ain't the same, no.
Thank you.
Up family, this your boy Kovan. Shout out to Minneapolis, Minnesota. Request my single, Call Me, on hiphopnationalradio.com.
I go by the name of Kovan. Kovan. This my single right here. Call me. Call me. Check it out. Check it out.
This is Conscious Level,
telling you to stand up and reminding you the revolution will not be televised, but it will be broadcast on
the number one station, HipHopNationalRadio.com.
You know, there comes a time when we all must stand up for our rights, what's right. And there comes a time we all must stand up against what's wrong, what's wrong. See, we all have an obligation in this world,
yes, we do now,
to live life to its fullest. Because we all, each and every one of us, no matter what race or creed, have been blessed with life.
Stand up, stand up for what you know.
Like a mighty stream, so did the blood of this innocent young bright teen. I had a dream, what does this mean? Thought we all came together to erase this scene. A fraudulent theme, the pattern of a scheme, the cycle of a weapon used by a slick team. I don't know, but the children should grow way beyond the years for their life and soul. Tragically, it's a mystery. The evidence is clear, why do this a we? Injustice anywhere, injustice everywhere. Don't hide behind the law, stand your ground, be fair. When I look into his eyes, see my son in his eyes. From the 911 call, heard his desperate cry. Can you see him, Trayvon? Hit they desperate lies. Desperate why our hood is only stand with pride.
Stand up for what you know.
Whenever you see wrongful acts against any human being or innocent creature, I impel you to just
keep your head up, don't get fed up, don't get frustrated. Keep faith in God, you'll be elevated. Like a test, we get graded. Punch a clock till we make it. See, said quit it, any means we can take it. Fight the power every hour, don't be degraded. Women fought for equal rights, now they're educated. Brown versus poor, stop school segregated. And union stand up, they so dedicated. We can make a difference, y'all, we can work together. You believe, we receive, we can live forever. Equal rights, better pay, and we still endeavor. And one thing, please, never say never. Explore what the universe has in store. It's a blessing, no stressing, no disease infecting. Metal world peace, that's what we manifest. And when you see ignorance, our citizen arresting.
Same old nonsense, and anyone can see that got common sense.
Racial profiling is an injustice, cause there's no justice, it's just us. They killed all our leaders way back in the past and got away with murder, made me wanna start blasting. Stand up for what's right. The system was designed to make you not wanna fight, cause we've been divided and conquered through economics. Unity has been lost since Reaganomics. Chill with me so you can feel me for standing up. They probably wanna kill me. The blood of the innocent has power. A quote from Jesse, now we in power. One false move and they'll shoot ya. God bless the next generation for the future.
Stand up for what you know.
This is Honey Jacks, reminding you for the best tips and advice on the music business, tune in to HipHopNationalRadio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8 p.m. on the East Coast, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 5 p.m. on the West Coast.
Deserves that he's the king, yeah, and on his wings is we, yeah, the G2G, cause we give the glory to he, yeah, and never take it for keeps, yeah, when we float our peeps with a harmony speech, yeah, we aiming to teach, yeah, and not aiming to please the people, but aiming to please God, so we get on our knees and pray for everyone needs our Father, please. It can't spell USA without us, eh? And there's no Y in team of the words that we say, yeah. Every day we live for the J, E, S, U, S, believe we, believe he, for he is a lamb. And believe me, cause serving I am. I'm in Christ, yeah, a new creation. Yeah, the old me is gone, so I'm celebrating. Yeah, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:1-7, you see, I practice on the teachings, cause my future is for preaching, yeah, so I study my Bible, no more looking trifle, no need for a rifle, yeah, I say I'm done with that, so when I say I'm strapped, that's cause Jesus got my back, yeah,
that
I wanna be closer to my Jesus.
And whatever it is that's got a hold on me, I just need it to let go. Now flex,
Jacob, what up?
Ride with me on this one.
Let's go.
I feel the world on my shoulders. I'm carrying boulders. They bury my soldiers. Right now it's scary. I'm colder. Wish your life could be over. Said I'm sick of you posers. Want you to die or grow older. Try to keep my composure. The pain escapes my mind. I let it flow through my pen. My name will be great in time. I'll be here to the end. I ain't afraid to speak my mind. I don't really need friends. To the grave, one of a kind. Jacob will never pretend. So don't ask me why I'm pissed off. I got enough fire inside me I can lift off. Send my soul to the heavens I can take off. Come back to the earth with my body impaled on the cross. I'm a chip off the block, my block is cinder with rock. Can't piss, no pot, grew up with no pot. No stocks and no crops, just a bucket and mop. Plus a bunch of belly flop, my life's a closed down shop. So release me,
you seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me,
you need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave,
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I'm grown.
So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave,
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I'm grown.
So even a taste is bitter once your inner is scarred. No winners involved, facing unforgivable odds. I'm visioning stars from the driver's side of my car. Been a second, I never seen them, so I'm sitting in awe. I feel far, now I crawl, trying to cover the spread. With so misled, felt the pressure from what others have fed. Stood up and said, I never let them leave me for dead. For what's in my head, it sorta had me sorta misread. So much of me bled for many till the time it arrived. To say my goodbyes, tripping over egos and lies. Never surprised by what I've seen in front of my eyes. Know all of us die, but I can rest possessing my pride. Over the side, who's really here for me in the end? Knew if I ran, it'd be safer than to stay and pretend. Holding my hands, what I need to follow through with my plans. So what the friends in the end, on myself I depend. So release me,
you seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me,
you need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave,
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
So release me,
you seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me,
you need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave,
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
I feel the pain of my brothers, plus so many others. Will I recover from slumber? In my dreams, I'm outnumbered. Will I awake what they wonder? Am I slowly going under? Face the lightning and the thunder like I'm drowning in the water. I hold these pillars like Samson, but I'm losing my grip. Grip the rope, I pull it in, but still I'm losing my shit. I see the walls, they closing in, and I ain't moving too quick. I need another shot, but all I'm throwing is bricks. I can't explain why I feel it's over, but I know I'm only happy when I'm not sober. 44 to the head, the barrel feels colder. Feel the steel causing chills, place it in its holder. Release through beats, my speech is all truth. Nightmares and dreams, what I lay in the booth. So imagine you were me, and I was you. Think for a sec while I release from the noose.
So release me,
you seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me,
you need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave,
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
So release me,
you seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me,
you need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBeebeShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
Hip-Hop National Radio has changed its hours of operation to better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right, Hip-Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes, and more. So tune in now for your chance to win, to join us in our chat room. Log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're here.